Chapter 3. The Unseen Call: Guidance Through the Mysteries of the Soul. Thank you so much for sharing this with me, brother. I can't express how your post has uplifted me over the past months. May our Heavenly Father abundantly bless you for your intercession.
Blessings to you, Yako Prinsloo, YouTuber with 73,000 subscribers, USA.
Such beauty, my mind is filled with wisdom.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for Jesus and the Holy Spirit. My heart is yours forever.
Thank you, Samuel, for every word.
Lisa M., web developer, Argentina.
The power of faith and the degree of godly character that people embody determine the depth, height, width, and breadth of the future they wish to demonstrate.
You have followed my instructions with a clear and steady heart.
Rejoice in the Lord always.
Again, I will say, rejoice.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Faith is a master key that creates and unlocks internal doors and spiritual gates. You will have children who will rise up and call you blessed.
In my goodness, I overshadow you to preserve, protect, and provide for you, as is my nature.
All this out of my deep and immense love for you.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and they will be done for you.
John chapter 15, verse 7. Ask me for my perspective, and you will gain deep wisdom and revelation for every season.
Know that your portion is among green pastures and still waters. I am always active in supporting you with my provision, strength, and victory.
You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you.
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. I do not operate under human logic. Since I am on your side, you can live without fear.
My plans for you are greater than you can imagine.
Those who accuse you will be humbled in shame as I continuously pour favor over your life.
Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it.
Based on Psalm chapter 81, verse 10. See my faithful love gleaming like crystal waters.
Believe you have received, and it will appear instantly.
With persistent faith, press into your reality and declare it is already done. Immerse your senses as if it were already fulfilled, and act fearlessly, knowing your desire is yours.
My promise to you stands, and nothing harmful can occur. My love will never fail, and my promise to keep you covered in peace endures forever.
And your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, "This is the way, walk in it," when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21.
Young lions may grow tired and hungry, but you, my beloved, will lack no good thing.
Inhale the sweetness of my intoxicating fragrance and be calmed as you drink of the purity of my presence.
In every way, I have blessed you, and you are ready to receive that blessing.
The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing.
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 7. Place the weight of your life in my arms as an offering of trust.
It is your time for beauty.
It is time to shine, as my captivating promises unfold and bloom. Be one with my words and let my promises be your
foremost thoughts, as if looking into a mirror. Keep your mind only on what I say.
Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and majesty.
Psalm chapter 45, verse 3. I have trained you as the supreme soldier and have wrapped you in the full armor of my identity. I have equipped and armed you with devastating spiritual weapons for warfare. Spiritual warfare tools that you know, and others for the realms of the seen and the unseen, in which the dragon is defeated and the banner of victory is lifted over my victorious people.
Praise me in all circumstances, for this is my will for you.
Based on Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6.
You are a powerful part of the assembly of warriors that I direct and position for the complete conquest of the domain of darkness.
I have given you the ammunition of my word.
Go and use my promises as a laser through the Holy Spirit to crush fear, eliminate debt, banish fear, and conquer death.
The Lord said, I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord.
I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy.
Exodus chapter 33, verse 19. It's time to walk in your earthly inheritance. I have said yes and amen over your eternal days.
Be fruitful with the goodness of my kingdom. I will bless you as I have promised.
Every good and perfect gift originates in me.
I am sending an abundance of generosity to overshadow any memory of suffering.
You will be blessed beyond measure.
From the overflow of my gift of life to you, there will be more than you anticipate.
For God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints, as you still do.
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. You are a vital player on the stage of the cosmos. Now standing in the spotlight for signs, wonders, and power that will transcend human understanding. No matter how the path turns, you will blossom and prosper always.
I am doing things now that are greater than you have ever thought.
You are with me, and I have granted you the guidance of my thoughts and purposes. You can reach as high as you desire. I challenge you to dream within my infinity.
For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength.
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. I am in you, and you are in me. You are not below, you are only above. And if anyone tries to attack you, I will defeat them for you are my special treasure.
Be united through my words and let my promises be your most important thoughts.
Engrave them on a pendant and place them like pearls around your neck. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Psalm chapter 85 verse 10. The cameras will record and images will be revealed worldwide via satellite.
They will see what I do and how I use you, and prayers will rise and bring glory. For this is the hour of my power, and you are in the path of my glory.
The congregations and gatherings of your neighbors will come spontaneously to your door, for they will see the angels standing guard at your borders. They will see clouds of glory by day and pillars of fire by night, and they will ask and seek, saying that they must know your God, for they will say that God is among them and that you are as my representative. Now your gates will always be open, and the wealth of nations will flow into your life, and my power will overflow to heal people and transform every situation. And they will know that I, the Lord, am in their midst, and that you are my chosen one. We love because he first loved us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Come closer, my beloved, and see your life through the beautiful words I speak.
Open your eyes and enter into the abundance of my good news. Things are not getting worse. They are better than you imagine.
Be immersed in my goodness and see how wonderful I am. You are my great army in time. My spirit dwells within you, so wherever your feet tread, my presence always surrounds you. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we are indeed his offspring. Acts chapter 17 verse 28. My glory and blessings are extravagant for you, my beautiful son. You are above and far exceed the reason and logic of a religious mindset. You are favored. And yes, you are treated with all my glory and favor. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John chapter 1 verses 4 to 5. For those of the royal court like you, you must walk in greatness and all the provisions of that which knows no limits.
There are undiscovered treasure places on earth, sheets of gold and silver mines, and caves with precious stones, all awaiting you, my beloved son.
All that is mine is yours, and you have these freely. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. Psalm chapter 36, verse 9.
You will reap beyond the heavens and stars, for my glory always overshadows you.
You have all the gifts of discernment and of my spirits.
I am for you a wall of fire around you, and I am the glory in your midst.
I am, based on John chapter 18, verse 5.
You are my mighty warrior and bring defense to all who ask the reason for the hope within you. You are my seer, in every dimension, with supernatural senses, with clear vision to dismantle the enemy's defenses.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. By faith they conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Hebrews chapter 11 verses 32 to 34. Know that time is not the end but the glorious beginning. The kingdoms of this world have become our kingdoms and of Christ, and we shall reign forever and ever. Blessings will flow toward you like golden flakes entering rivers and streams pouring into your life. The glory of my infinite promises will increase the speed of my generous deposits, for the sovereign I am dwells within you.
Because I am the one within you, nothing stands in your way.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. Failure is not a tool I use to shape my children.
My love has always enveloped you in my identity. You will experience a sudden miracle and a breakthrough that will draw global and universal attention. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 3.
Doubt and unbelief are the void that exists in the absence of faith.
Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
Doubt deafens the spiritual hearing of my people.
Religious density amplifies doubts and obscures the truth of my word.
But the truth of the great I Am dwells within you.
For he speaks, and it comes to be. He commands, and it stands firm. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples.
The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations.
Psalm chapter 33, verses 9 to 11.
I want you to attack every fear with the armaments of heaven with which I have clothed you.
But you are already invincible against fear. Fear has no power over you. You have all my weapons, love, and glory always upon you. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13.
Even in moments of doubt and confusion you have had, the road is paved with my goodness and abundant blessings always for you, my chosen son.
You are my beloved, my joy and pleasure to always shower my favor upon you. The times are changing, and you will go to lands and galaxies that have not yet been stepped upon. I will take you to new places and into the eternal days of my glory.
The moments around you are set in motion by my mighty angels, a sign for your eternal journey.
To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. Mark chapter 4, verse 11. This brand new book bears your name.
We have written these pages together, my precious son. Our joy is always complete.
If, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ.
Romans chapter 5, verse 17.
My winds will carry you, and my arms will comfort you. I will never leave you. You are my precious one, rejoicing with me in the journey throughout all my creation. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love.
1 John chapter 4, verse 18.
You have my eternal goodness,
my covenant of peace and blessing, power, glory, and immortality will never be interrupted or broken from you. We co-create, and great will be the peace of your children, your family, your cities, your nations, and in all my creation, all will be established beautifully. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 14. I am for you, no matter how your day may go. You are my beloved, precious, and deeply loved. You do not need to walk the path of the grave. You reign with me in all my identity and immortality. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died.
More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Romans chapter 8, verses 33 to 34. I will reveal to you the luxuriant and refined treasures of darkness. You have all my promises directly from my voice. There is nothing you can do to be removed from my hands. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. I love you for who you are. You dance before my throne today and forever.
I have called you, anointed you, and appointed you. You are like my identity.
Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12.
Your qualification is not in what others think of you, but in the anointing I have placed upon you.
I rise within you to make my name famous always. You have the mantle of my identity in your life, and you have my words in your mouth.
The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple.
Psalm chapter 119, verse 130. I have blessed you in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, in the natural and supernatural. We are one.
Infinite miracles are through my glory shining within you.
For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
Many focus on loss instead of the immense gain within them.
Every day brings the new. Every day brings change. Every day is inscribed with my glory for those who know me and have my faith. Sheol is naked before God, and Abaddon has no covering. Job chapter 26 verse 6. I am majestic and mighty. Human words cannot capture my greatness. But you know me, my beloved son.
Jesus shines like the sun with eyes of fire, blazing through you.
Darkness cannot surround you and disperses at my powerful presence within you.
Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you.
Psalm chapter 139 verse 12. You are my precious one who possesses eternal life. You have died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
Declare my story, my beloved. My story is your story, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
Colossians chapter 3 verse 3. Rejoice, for you have authority over nations and my authority throughout the universe.
What is mine is now yours, and what is yours will be blessed for eternity.
Because you are precious in my eyes, and honored, and I love you, I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life.
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 4. My glorious pages are in your eternal book. Your book is a book of life. Every page of your book shines with glory. Every chapter is filled with my glory and power. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17. I will have the final word in your life always. I am God, and there is no other, and no other will make final decisions about you. Not man, not the enemy, and not your past or present mistakes. Only I will have the final word in your life.
You always have my majesty and glory over you, beloved son.